Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Fences and more police in D.C.
We have to deal for the worst case scenario and hope for the best case.
FDA panel considers booster shots.
The federal government will be ready to distribute them whenever the FDA says go.
Wanted, bus drivers.
We have not been able to transport all of our students to school.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Security's tight in Washington, D.C., the day before a rally of people who support those who've been charged in the deadly Capitol attack. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
An estimated 700 far-right demonstrators are expected to gather outside the Capitol Saturday in a rally to support those who rioted on January 6th. According to an intelligence bulletin obtained by CBS News, the Department of Homeland Security is aware of a small number of recent online threats of violence. Social media users discussed storming the Capitol the night before the rally, and other references to violence included using the rally to target Jewish institutions, elected officials, and liberal churches. But rally organizer Matt Brainard, a former Trump campaign staffer, says the event will be peaceful.
The Capitol Police know that we are no threat. This is a theater to deter people from attending.
You certainly can't ignore any chatter.
Thomas O'Connor was an FBI agent for 23 years on the Joint Terrorism Task Force. He says law enforcement must overprepare.
What I'm most worried about is the threat that we do not know about.
An FDA advisory panel meets today to consider whether Pfizer's COVID vaccine booster shot is safe and effective. It comes amid new debate about whether an additional shot is needed, and if so, when. Dr. Ashish Jha of Brown University.
People who are vulnerable, people who are older, people with chronic diseases, immunocompromised, they would benefit from a third shot. I think that it is necessary for that group. For young and healthy people, I am far less convinced that we need that third shot.
The White House wants to begin a booster rollout as soon as next week. At school, the pandemic debate has been about masks and virtual learning, but there's another problem in a lot of places, too. CBS's Errol Barnett on the scramble to find school bus drivers.
With an alarming shortage of school bus drivers in Baltimore, single mother Ebony Sharlock is forced to call a Lyft 3 to 4 times a week just to get her kids to school.
How are you?
This costs her more than $40 twice a day.
I just don't have those extra funds right now.
More than half of America's school districts report their driver shortage is severe or desperate. Many drivers retired during the pandemic, and now some are fearful of face-to-face interaction with potentially infected kids. In Massachusetts, National Guard soldiers were deployed to drive buses, and Pennsylvania is also considering doing the same.
This morning, there was a nationwide ground stop affecting all United Airlines flights because of a system outage that now has been lifted. The exact nature of the problem, unclear. Prominent South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch faced a judge yesterday charged in a failed plot to arrange his own death so his son could collect on an insurance policy. Former Attorney General Charlie Condon says there's more to the case than that.
He has stolen large sums of money from the law firm, and some of that money does belong to clients. You're looking then at really serious felony charges.
And also unsolved, the killings of Murdoch's wife and another son and a housekeeper. CBS's Jerika Duncan has the latest on the search for a Florida woman, Gabby Petito, who vanished during what was a contentious cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie.
Laundrie is now a person of interest in his fiance's disappearance. Stephen Bertolino represents the Laundries.
On behalf of the Laundrie family, I will hope that Ms. Petito is located and that she's reunited with her family.
Petito's family attorney, Rick Stafford, read a scathing letter from Gabby's parents addressed to the Laundries.
Gabby lived with you for over a year. She's going to be your daughter-in-law. How can you keep her location hidden?
Petito's father is desperate to find her.
Whatever you can do to make sure my daughter comes home, I'm asking for that help.
The Border Patrol says thousands of migrants have set up a makeshift camp under the bridge that connects Mexico with Del Rio, Texas. Portable toilets and water have been brought in. The area is a draw because the Rio Grande is shallow in that spot, and people have been able to go back and forth. One of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach former President Trump for inciting the January Capitol attack says he will not seek re-election next year. Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio cites the chaotic political environment and the toxic dynamics in the Republican Party. Mr. Trump had already endorsed his potential primary opponent. Among his many projects, filmmaker Ken Burns has tackled the Civil War, country music, and baseball. Now, as CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, the subject that premieres Sunday is Muhammad Ali.
I am the greatest.
He's this amazing figure who intersects with all of the issues of the late 20th century.
Ken Burns' documentary includes the high moments. And Muhammad Ali's controversial moments.
The real enemies of my people are right here, not in Vietnam.
There is Ali's conversion to Islam, his repeated womanizing, his belittling of his great rival Joe Frazier. The documentary portrays a complicated yet magnificent life.
I mean, this is a mythic story and the epic hero's journey.
And viewers see Ali's metamorphosis from a divisive figure to a man beloved worldwide.
Well, listen to this line from the Netflix series The Queen's Gambit.
There's Nona Gaprindashvili, but she's the female world champion and has never faced men.
In reality, that chess master is still alive and angry. She says she faced men many times and beat them and is suing Netflix to get the line removed, calling it an attack on her character. A star from Hollywood's golden age of musicals has died.
God, I
want to
marry you!
What?
I said I want to marry you!
You do?
Yes!
That's Jane Powell with Fred Astaire in Royal Wedding. She got that role at 21 when two other stars dropped out. She joked back then that all the other actresses in Hollywood were pregnant at the time. Powell was 92 years old. There's a new 500 Greatest Songs list from Rolling Stone.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Aretha Franklin belts out the new number one, Respect. On the previous list 17 years ago, it was Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. In fact, just about half of the songs on the previous list are gone from this new one. There's more R&B and hip-hop on the revised 500. It's a tough time in the auto showroom. More and more, that showroom is becoming the internet.
Dealers are facing competition from startups that sell directly to customers and customers who are used to buying online.
Will it ever go back to how it was?
I don't think so, but out of crisis comes opportunity.
Detroit area car dealer Thad Zott, a pioneer in online sales, something that's grown since the start of the pandemic. Dealers are also picking up and dropping off vehicles for service as they compete with independent shops. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A Michigan dad has filed a $1 million lawsuit against his 7-year-old daughter's school district and two people who work there. The biracial girl's hair was cut on one side by a classmate. Then 2 days later, a teacher cut the hair on the other side. The teacher apologized and was reprimanded. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.